Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Economist Martin Armstrong will be joining us to break down ominous announcements by central banks and governments, as well as bank heads, to move towards banning cash worldwide and having private banks seize your private funds directly out of your account, like we've seen them moving towards in Greece and, of course, other areas of Europe like Cyprus. And this ties in with a very important article up on Infowars.com. 7 key events that are going to happen by the end of September is something really big about to happen. Well, I've said it, and everybody else has basically said it. Everybody I talk to, Spidey Sense, is really kicking. Is it going to be massive war with Russia? Is it going to be an economic collapse? Is it going to be a giant ISIS terror attack? Is it that we know the economy is starting to really break down and the media is lying about it? Are we feeling the collective unconscious awaken, and people that weren't awake or aware are now so upset and scared that those of us that were already awake are picking up on it? I think in the mainstay, really looking at this deeply, that's the backdrop. That's why I've got 10 times the anxiety I've ever had. Because I don't really have a lot of anxiety. I have concerns. I take action. I'm not a fearful person. But to quote, again, cheesy Star Wars, I feel a disturbance in the force. And I felt similar things, but much smaller, right before 9/11, right before the big bank crash in 2008. I called in folks on the Saturday before they found Bin Laden with that fake raid, calling Rob Dew and some other key people, and I said, something really big's about to happen. Watch. And then, of course, on May Day, they announced a few years ago that they'd killed him in that whole fake raid. And I realize now the reason my spidey sense was kicking was not in the general worldwide system that it was incredibly dangerous and a big deal, but that I would be so closely tied to it with Navy SEALs families and Navy SEALs breaking the news here on this broadcast that the whole thing was fake. I now know that it made the criminals in the government so mad they came within inches of having me killed. And that's why I was in my gut, in my spirit. Even if you're not a Christian or spiritual, everybody knows you got a gut instinct. It was off the chart then. Folks, this is 10 times that, okay? But it's not about me this time or my operation being in danger. It's everything. Because everybody's feeling it. Ooh, it's big. It's big. It's bad. Something wicked this way comes. To quote our guest, Casey, that was on just a few days ago. In fact, every morning now, I intend to come in here with a message for the viewers and the listeners, a heartfelt message. And then I get in here and I look at all the news, or when I'm at home, I'm reading the news, and I just kind of get caught in the minutia, and then I never end up actually getting to the core message I want to put out to everybody. So I'm going to do that when we come back from break. And then we're going to get into the huge developments on Bilderberg. Huge. That word doesn't even cover it. They're gargantuan. The Titanic. The colossal developments on TPP and the over-the-top double legendary battle going on by the Republican slimeball leadership in Obama to ram this through over the Democrats and sane Republicans that are left. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of the resistance, FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they too exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday, the 12th day of June, 2015. Economist Martin Armstrong is going to be joining us from Armstrong Economics to break down an article that he was interviewed in. The secret meeting in London to end cash that ties into Bilderberg. And you've seen the parallel push by bank heads, government heads, regulatory commissions in the last month calling for an end of cash. So we're going to break down exactly what's behind that. And the Bilderberg Group's push, and they're meeting right now in Austria, to discuss capital controls on consumers while HSBC pays $40 million for money laundering as a fine. And then John Rappaport will be joining us for 30 minutes. Leanne McAdoo will be popping in as well. And we're going to be talking to our reporters from Austria today. Paul Watson, Rob Dew, and Josh Owens coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 23 minutes from now. There is a big battle going on in the House. They've already passed giving the president dictatorial authority over everything in the so-called TPP deal in the Senate. It is now in the House. It is incredibly unpopular in national polls, upwards of 87% in Gallup and others. The treaty is secret, but the Senate has voted to give the president dictatorial power. Three sections of the 28 have been leaked, the latest yesterday, and it internationalizes Obamacare, puts foreign insurance companies and hospital groups over the states. It gives the president the power, just basically across the board, to do whatever he wants. It puts a cherry on top the de-evolution of the president from the executive branch head, who carries out the laws given to him by Congress and overseen by the courts. It pretty much ends the long degeneration and completes the long degeneration to the presidency being dictatorial. Still, in a ceremonial fashion to the public, it's not officially dictatorial. But the office itself is turning into that. There's a huge battle going on that front we're going to be breaking down. Obama makes last-ditch plea to Dems ahead of showdown vote on trade. And see, it's Democrats that are holding this back, working with the Tea Party. And it's establishment Republicans and establishment Democrats that are working together to try to ram this through. Senator Sessions and the Alabama Coalition are the final group to be holding up the passage right now, the LA Times is reporting. And they're pointing out that it is basically a crowning coronation event of the office of the presidency. Sure, still we'll vote for whoever we make dictator for 4 to 8 years, but it is dictatorial while they're in power, an elected dictator. Hitler was elected. But it won't take long for the elections to stop once you make the government dictatorial. That's just a fact. It's like if submarines had screen doors, they wouldn't work too well. Well, making a president a dictator is like having screen doors on a submarine for a free country. You can even have stoic dictators sometimes, philosopher kings, that actually help societies for a short period of time. And we've seen golden ages in different places like Greece and Rome start out of that. The problem is it always degenerates very quickly into hell on earth. And we're not going to start with a philosopher king. We're going directly to special interest that develop and deploy a compromised puppet who then acts as a dictator. It's the most horrible political combination I can think of. It's basically fascism with a bunch of domesticated idiots who are socialist, with corporatists above the law offshore who can even escape retribution if the people overthrow the dictator, because the system itself is so cancerous, you can't remove it. We're facing 21st century tyranny. It's high tech, it's slick, and I don't know how you deal with it, because it rots the soul itself. It domesticates, it dumbs down, it poisons, it operates like a 500 IQ space alien.
I mean, there's ineptitude within the system, but that just works into the design. At the top, the social engineers know how we operate, know how systems operate, and when they're at the apex of power, they can just consolidate more and more power, vertically integrating it through the crises they create or exacerbate. Washington accuses Russia of outright lies on Ukraine with a in Russia's face speech by Samantha, the war witch Powers, addressed to a crowd of hundreds in Kiev, basically declaring war on Russia. That's in AFP. We've got seven key events that are going to happen by the end of September. We've got EU prepares for worse as Greece drives finances to the brink, Bloomberg. We've got huge Bilderberg news. We've got more people having their kids taken for playing in the backyard. We're talking about 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and yes, even 12-year-olds. How's that for a free country? The police are here. You're playing in the backyard. You're 11 with a basketball. Where are your parents? Oh, they got home from work in an hour. You're going to jail, sonny. You'll never see mommy and daddy again. Did I tell you you live in America? I mean, anyone who's over 30 hears this and goes, excuse me? I lived in the woods. That's what Joe Biggs said this morning. Darren grew up in Phoenix and just ran around the city. That's what I did. I could walk into the city, but we lived on the edge in the country. I had the country to my left, lake to my back, city to my front. And we are a prison planet. We're basically domesticated. I don't know how you even reach out to the young people that on average spend 8 hours a day watching TV or playing video games in their little coffin rooms. You know, I said in the first little segment that I was going to come in and basically just make a statement here on air about the state of the world. And I guess I'll try to do it in the next segment and then get back into all this news. But it's so hard to have a thought that's deep and connected to so many factoids and so many experiences and then to try to pronunciate that idea in a way that's clear is something that speechwriters, you know, take sometimes months to codify and then project. I don't have the luxury of a big infrastructure like that to try to codify my ideas and then assemble them in a magnificent structure so that it might be a major warning sign or a major monument thwarting our headlong race over the edge into doom. But I think in the final equation, it's that. If you look at every social, economic, cultural, military, financial, scientific trend, we are going over the edge right now. The event horizon. No turning back. The point of no return. That's the ominous feeling. That's why people are so concerned. Because, yes, the world is either on one side waking up or going deeper into a trance, but captaining it are some very wicked, selfish, anti-human people who want to preside over destruction and collapse. Stay with us. We'll be back.
This is an American president. Just add puppets, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
If It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Strange days have found us.
Strange days. Days have found us.
They're going to destroy us. Yeah, they track us down. Alex Jones here, back live at the kickoff of the transmission. I mentioned seven key events that are going to happen by the end of September. An article on Infowars.com by Michael Schneider. Seven key events that are going to happen by the end of September is something really big about to happen. Michael Schneider is a smart guy. I want to get him on as a guest. Like I think I said that before. It's fallen to the cracks. And that ties into EU prepares for worse as Greece drives finances to the brink. They've had three different bail-ins, taxes, handing over hundreds of Grecian islands worth billions apiece in some cases to globalist companies. When Greece helped bail out the euro in 2008, its people did. They were signed on to this debt that wasn't theirs predominantly, and now they get to have their taxes raised. And the reason I start this segment with that point is the more you do what the globalists say, the worse it gets. Their solutions always make it worse, always put you in more debt, always end up making you poorer, always giving them more power, because that's what they do. They make themselves rich while making you poor to control you. It's called economic warfare in their own words. And everyone I talk to feels the ominous dread that's coming. Is it potential expanded war with Russia? The Middle East destabilized? The South China crisis? Economic collapse? I think greater than that, it is the group collective that's been proven to be a group consciousness of the 7.5 billion souls on this planet waking up. Not everybody, but a large cadre across the globe waking up and getting concerned. Those of us who have been awake a long time see someone who just wakes up and they're all freaking out, and we basically are picking up on their concern. And that's a good thing, because if you're not concerned, there's something wrong with you. A few days ago, there was a giant mushroom cloud style formation over England, and folks thought Russia had nuked them. Well, people should be concerned about being nuked. And those type of clouds form all the time. Why were they concerned now? Why was there panicking now when even the media wasn't pushing it as something to be concerned about? We're supposed to be scared of boogeymen under the table, or Jaws is going to eat us, things that don't exist or are super rare. Not about real things that could happen. And so my message is just this. I have nothing but goodwill towards everybody, every race, color, creed, every region of the globe. I want people to do good. I have goodwill. Most of you have goodwill. The globalist social engineers have bad will. And people that have bad will towards humanity are directing our development and our future and admitting they're doing it. And I have a great frustration to see black turns against white and vice versa, to see the globalists playing populations off against each other, removing borders to create crises and then exacerbating those, centralizing dictatorial power. But the most important thing I want to transmit is to people that work for the system and who believe that they pick the winning side, even if it's immoral, even if it's corrupt. They have Machiavellianly chosen that the end justifies the means with, quote, real politic, a laissez-faire attitude towards tyranny. And it is you who has empowered the evil ones. It is you who have passively gone along with it, or even aggressively supported it to be promoted, that are going to destroy our society and maybe even our world. It's people like you that let governments kill 262 million innocent people in the 20th century. It's people like you that, if it kicks off again in a chain reaction, are going to cause the death of billions, including you and your family. And if you don't feel it in your bones or even see it intellectually, let me just slap you upside the head politically and tell you something. You better stop serving evil, and you better stop running over the Bill of Rights and Constitution and other systems around the world, and you better start doing the right thing right now, or we're going to lose everything. Don't you have self-preservation in your body? Even if you're a sociopath, you ought to understand that evil is growing out of control and is reaching critical mass, and we got to put it back in the bottle now. We don't have time.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold was like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bilderberg, 2015. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
We have just massive amounts of huge breaking news concerning Bilderberg. If you're a new listener, Bilderberg is one of the most secretive, probably the most secretive and elite secret summits that's been held every year since 1954, when officially it was given the name Bilderberg. Of course, similar meetings were being chaired before that, but at that meeting, the old European robber baron elite, this has now been declassified and released by Bilderberg about 11 years ago to the BBC, to establish the European Union, the North American Union, the Asian Union, and to bring in a planetary government. At the core of it being an Atlantic alliance, both sides of the Atlantic, to bring in the planetary regime, to bring in a global government based around guilt of hurting the Earth, based on regulating the seas, the lands, the air. They developed the plan. They deployed the plan. They're almost complete right now. And if their plan is identified, it will not be able to be forced through. That's why TPP is so key. It's why Obama has engaged in a first ever. He's gone and addressed Capitol Hill. He's gone and given speeches, obviously, State of the Unions, I guess six of them, or seven of them now. But he's never gone to actually twist arms, not even with Obamacare. He's doing that with TPP today. because it makes the presidency a dictatorship. We're going to break all that down. But if I have to codify or condense, crystallize why I am so concerned and why so many others are concerned, it's that things are all moving very quickly right now. Rights that have been fought for so long are being dissolved. Tyranny is making leaps and bounds of forward movement right now. And it is very painful to behold it. Because if you understand how oppression works and how centralization works and how command and control works, it degrades the individual, it destroys productivity, it destroys security, it destroys honor, it destroys upward mobility. It is the Dark Ages. It is bondage. It is humiliation. It is poverty. It is sadness. It is disgrace. It is dishonor. Not since Magna Carta have we seen something as big as is happening now. And, of course, this is the opposite or the inverse, the upside down of Magna Carta, 1215. This is the upside down of the inverse of 1776. This is the upside down or inverse of, say, the Voting Rights Act. This is the president becoming the front man of a bunch of secretive private corporations that will have total control over everything in the U.S. And they're meeting in secret in the Austrian Alps right now and have helicopter gunships flying around with their doors open, with federal special forces aiming machine guns at demonstrators. And Rob Dew and crew march up to the top of the mountain to the military radar station that's right on the edge of the exclusion zone and record it. Paramilitary Cobra, that's what they're called, admitting they know criminals are inside and, quote, their hands are tied. And this is perfect compartmentalization. I bet you money those special forces guys are nice, hardworking, honorable people who risk their lives and who don't engage in criminal activities. And here they are, the best guard dogs you could get, the best sheepdogs you could find, guarding a bunch of wolves, a bunch of nasty, red-eyed, mangy curs inside who have a long history of chewing basically babies' guts out. It's this upside down world. I mean, the place is full of known gangsters, full of mega banks that launder money with the bank regulators of Europe and the U.S. and England, the head of the exchequer, meeting with the criminal banks they regulate. I mean, you wonder why HSBC and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan can get caught money laundering, running drug aircraft. Why Wachovia, why Wells Fargo can. You wonder why they can fix the interest rates and they can fix the currency rates and they can fix the stock markets. All admitted now. Fix the gold and silver markets. All admitted. It's all come out. And they're given less than 1% fines, slaps on the wrist. When whistleblowers come out and expose them, then those whistleblowers get killed or they get fired. The Congress is having hearings on it. Washington Post is reporting right now. And then they go, okay, you stole trillions. We'll give you a $4 billion fine. Oh, you laundered $378 billion? Wells Fargo, we'll give you a $111 million fine. On $378 billion. I'm going to go to our reporters, but this is crazy. And I've studied the criminology of these bankers. They're like Corzine, the head of Goldman Sachs, the governor of New Jersey, before Chris Christie, who made 40-to-1 bets with other people's brokerage firms' bank accounts of a company he'd taken over, and they didn't even tell the people they'd taken it over, and then they used their money to make 40-to-1 bets, and then it took him 2 years to pay the money back, and they kept some of it. These people are crazy. They've got U.S. Special Forces and mercenaries fighting Russian Spetsnaz in eastern Ukraine right now, with Samantha Powers there today, just 6 hours ago, giving a threatening speech to Russia on their doorstep. It'd be like if the head Russian envoy to the UN was in basically Brownsville across the border threatening Texas. I mean, it's crazy. She's never been in the military. She doesn't know anything about geopolitics. You can look at her and see she's a power-crazed nobody with a bunch of lipstick on, trying to start a war with the Russians. Crazy town! Crazy town! These people are nuts! I mean, at least Hitler knew what he was doing and got his ass kicked. Excuse me. I just can't handle it anymore. I study politics. I study geopolitics. I interview all the top experts, Nobel Prize winners in economics, you name it, who say the same thing I'm saying. All the top futurists are saying we're in deep trouble. So many former generals, you name it. It's not just me. We're in a crisis with crazy people running things. Congress is trying to make the president a dictator today. This isn't some trade deal. It's a takeover. That's why you can't see it. We already got three subsections that are so bad, I can't even believe they're this bold. These people are drunk on chutzpah and on bravada. They're crazy. I'm going to stop right there and go to Paul Joseph Watson. There have been so many developments. They get followed by police everywhere. We've got a recording, audio recording we're going to play of them up on top of the mountain, talking to the Cobra people. We've got, there's helicopters flying around with gun pods and guys hanging out the doors for like 20 members of the press. They're rousting at 1 a.m. London Guardian reporters and interrogating them for 45 minutes and then taking them outside and shining spotlights in their eyes. And the cops even look pathetic and embarrassed while they're doing it, but they're ordered to do it. I mean, it's crazy. And then Bilderberg publishes for the first time in a U.S. newspaper a letter. We have it on Infowars.com. Going, we are open to the public and want you to know everything we're doing. Thank you, press, for coming. A sick psych warfare event. I mean, everything with them is a sick joke in reverse. They say demons speak in reverse. I guess that must be true. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson from Austria to give us the latest developments. Paul, please tell us what's happened there at Bilderberg 2015 in the last 21 hours.
Well, I think this day has got to be the worst in terms of harassment. It just seems to be getting more intense. First of all, our mugshots, mine, Josh, and Rob Diggle, are up in the police cabin that's at the checkpoint at the bottom of the hill. All they have taped up to the wall are pictures of the passports of myself, Rob Dew, and Josh Owens, and a picture of our vehicle, and then a map of the area, and that's it. So why do they need that there, whether they're, you know, that's the instruction to treat us better, or whether it's, you know, if you get filmed at the checkpoint again, arrest these people.
It means leave you alone. Go ahead.
So, yeah, we noticed that last night, and I saw it again driving down today. But I was thinking earlier, the last three Bilderbergs that I went to, this is my fourth, I never got asked for ID once. At either any of those last three Bilderbergs, I've been asked for ID here more times in this three-day period than my entire life.
Well, that's the joke about German culture.
When you go to bars in England, they don't normally ask for ID. So, literally, they've asked for my ID, and that's not even the start of it. I mean, we start the day by driving back to the communications truck to get a shot of the hotel from long distance. And within about 10 minutes, these police again walk up with sidearms. They came from the golf course. Again, show us your papers. We were there for a good 15, 20 minutes. At first, they weren't happy with the insurance documents or whatever for the rent of vehicle. They wanted more documentation on that. eventually let us go. There were two other individuals who were obviously working in that communications radio van who were talking to the police. So we know that that's part of the fake cell phone tower system that they've got here to suck up all the communications. So we got through that harassment, 10 a.m. in the morning.
Let's not forget the armored vehicle driving up with machine guns. I mean, they are really... What about the new stuff with these attack helicopters flying around? And then the Bilderbergs put out this statement saying, we love you.
They put out a statement saying, we welcome general interest in the conference. So their idea of welcoming general interest is to have checkpoints 6 miles away, police at the top of mountains, miles away, harassing us. You know, Rob Duke probably nearly got arrested earlier today. I'll tell you about that in a minute. That is their idea of welcoming interest. Again, completely ridiculous, completely tyrannical. So after we got through that first harassment, we went to pick up Rob to hike up the mountain. We wanted to get long-range shots of the roof of the hotel, which we actually got before that, and we caught Cobra security forces on camera, literally taking selfies of themselves on top of the Bilderberg Hotel. So then we got about halfway up. Before that, another incident of harassment. They put up a new map, which basically says if you're caught in this zone with a recording device, you will be ID'd and put in a database. It was in German. We wanted to know what it said. We found out after from a German colleague. So Rob goes up to the police outside the Bilderberg Hotel to ask them what this map says to get directions to where we're hiking. Instantly, he's swarmed and surrounded by 7 cops for one person asking directions politely and in a friendly way. And they do this thing where they all each stand in a certain position around you in a circle. So they're all in position to tackle you. They do that every time. So after that harassment, and this is all on Twitter, and we'll get all the videos going up. Some of it's already gone up. So we start hiking up the mountain to get another long-range shot of the hotel and to go up to where the helicopters are taking off and the military radar station for the no-fly zone. So we get about halfway up the mountain. We meet 3 individuals from prisonplanet.pl, and they were very friendly, very helpful. And it turns out we were obviously being listened to by these mountain cops, because within probably about 5 minutes of us saying goodbye to those people, we were confronted by these police officers. Again, the full routine. This time they searched our bags. That's the first time our bags have been searched. One of them was pretty friendly. Rob started educating him about the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment and the right to a free press. At first, they seemed pretty friendly. We said goodbye. They checked our ID again. We started walking up the mountain. By this point, we were about 3/4 of the way up the mountain. The whole thing took probably about 2.5 hours to get up there. So then we realized that, again, we're being followed on foot by these police officers on a mountain that's miles and miles away from the Bilderberg Hotel. They're following us right behind us on foot. So we get to the top of the mountain, or that smaller mountain, to a restaurant to have lunch. And the police, more police are there waiting for us. The police that were following us are coming in from behind. So, again, we talked to them. They actually had a dog that looked like a German Shepherd. And, in fact, they had to call it off as soon as we got there because it was growling. I think it was definitely a police dog. So, you know, we order food. Anytime we walk around the restaurant to get shots of the Bilderberg Hotel or the military radar, they follow us. And then, you know, we're being polite the whole time. Rob goes up to talk to them again, being polite, talking about how there are war criminals meeting there. Kissinger, Reni Benko, the Austrian property developer who just got indicted. And they start getting aggressive, or at least one of them does, and he literally grabs Rob by the arm. We've got all this on audio and video. We're going to put it together. And he says, basically says, you be quiet now. You be quiet. Go back. And he wanted us to go back and sit down and shut up. So he actually grabbed Rob. And
yeah, this guy's a piece of work. We have video and photos of this for TV viewers. I mean, and Rob's a big guy. This guy looks even bigger than Rob and looks like he wanted to have a fight. I mean, what's wrong with these people? Don't they want the press to cover secret political meetings? Don't they care about their families? Why do people love to serve evil? I just don't get it. And it'd be one thing if they just did their job. Why be so mean to us?
Well, we're just doing our job. And they said, oh, you're not international press. Well, there aren't any international press here. You know,
but we are international press. We have more viewers and readers than most major newspapers.
Yeah. And we actually hike up frigging mountains to try and get footage for a real news story about 120 of the most powerful people in the world. There's nobody from CNN here. There's nobody from ABC, Fox News, any of those.
That's because they got the order not to be there. They don't want you there because this is the real power structure. I'm skipping this network break to have more time. This is just too important. Paul Watson, it is just mind-blowing. I want to get Rob Dew in front of the camera, so make any other important points you want to make, any other political agendas we've learned about, anything else that's important, and then let's get Rob Dew in front of the camera.
Well, the other thing is, when we left the cops and hiked back down the mountain, as soon as we got back to the entrance of the hotel, where there was a small protest taking place, at least two cops were watching us intently. So obviously, they got some...
And again, folks, if you hear Paul's voice speeding up and slowing down, fade down. If you hear him speeding up and slowing down, that's not how he talks. That's Skype from Austria in the mountains. Paul, I've just got to say this. I want to go there, though. I mean, I've been to Europe and to other... I love Colorado, but that mountain valley vista behind you looks like Valhalla. I mean, it looks like that I'm going to see Flight of the Valkyries any moment there. That is gorgeous. Just simply beautiful. We're showing a pan of this for TV viewers. You're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show to add that dimension. And it is your support of Infowars.com, spreading the word, supporting our sponsors, buying the high-quality nutraceuticals at InfowarsLife.com, becoming PrisonPlanet.tv members, buying shortwave radios, high-quality non-GMO seeds, the 500-plus products at InfowarsStore.com that makes it all possible. So thank you all for helping us build a true media organization, a true media operation. We're going to go ahead and go to Rob Dew now and get his take on the situation. I want to just say that our reporters have done an excellent job. I want to thank you all for your support. The group of state police down at the bottom quit harassing our reporters once we had everybody call them. This is Cobra security and then police that they brought in to be their minions that are acting like this. We do have some audio coming up that we'll play later of Dew actually talking to them. And there's video, too, but the camera's pointed at the ground. But very aggressive tactics, very third world, very shameful of Austria. This is the worst we've seen even in quasi-third world areas like Turkey and Greece. And, of course, they were once not third world. Greece was first world. The first world started there, but it's been taken over by the bankers and put in the toilet bowl. Still beautiful, not running down Greece. A lot of awake people there. But just really, really shameful. Let's go to Rob Dew. Okay, we just lost their connection. We're going to go back to them here in just a moment. As I was just plugging, please check out the high-quality Survival Shield Nation Ion X2. It was sold out for about 3 days. We warned you that we're running out of the Deep Earth Crystal Source. We're trying to secure more of that right now. We said we had a small amount a few weeks ago in manufacturing process at the laboratory. That was delivered yesterday. At current sales rates, it will be sold out by next week, and then it could be months. You know, DNA Force was sold out for 4 or 5 months. I hope Survival Shield X2 is not going to sell out. We still have the original Survival Shield that is excellent. It's not as strong. It's from kelp, clean kelp source. This is a deep earth crystal source, so both original Survival Shield and X2 are available. We have plenty of Survival Shield, but we are running out of Survival Shield X2. A small amount came back in. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We still have the Pro 1 G2 pitcher filters. The filter and the pitcher, 20% off, normally $69, now $55. I can't say buying this really supports this because it's almost at cost, but this is one of our Lost Leader specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go ahead and roll some of that audio from up at the radar emplacement that the military has put in for the event. Of course, they stick this up there by a small restaurant for the Alpiners and then just didn't like our guys daring to come up and talk to them and got physical. And so Rob Dew put his hands up. We've got the still photos of it that some of the tourists were taking. And then the cop put his hands up as a joke afterwards as well. I guess hoping that Dew would do something. Very shameful. If you want to fight us, get a boxing ring and put gloves on, punk. Don't be a coward. Let's go ahead and go to the audio. Here it is.
Yeah? What's that? You can't walk over here?
It's on.
What's wrong?
For security.
For security. For who? From us?
No, from us.
When we're bad? Why are we bad? Journalists is bad in Austria?
Yes.
How is a journalist bad in Austria? You're protecting criminals, you know that.
Okay.
Ah.
You understand?
I understand. Do you understand? You're protecting criminals. It's ridiculous. And yet we're treated like criminals. You got our passports, take picture, yeah. Send them in. I'm a journalist. I have no gun.
Okay.
I have nothing. And you're justifying it right now. You know? What's your name?
Police.
Police, huh? What, you use 9mm or a Glock? What do you have? A Glock?
For a home set.
So is journalism illegal in Austria?
Yeah.
It is?
This is...
I'll just take the...
Your press identification.
Sure.
It's not international press.
My identification is not the international press?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
You want anything? Please?
I do. I want the Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes, okay.
With the French fries.
French fries.
Yes. He said we're not international press.
There's no international press here.
Yeah. He said press is not illegal in Austria.
But we are international press.
Press is not legal.
We come from another country to cover worldwide. We're the definition of press.
Over there?
Oh, yeah.
Alpha.
Is there any military around it or not?
Yeah, there's a guy sitting in there.
Did he follow you up there?
Yeah.
That's one guy he talked to, not the guy grabbing him.
No. I just got an audio of him saying press is illegal. And I asked him his name and asked why he's protecting criminals. And I said, a journalist bad.
If we get arrested,
yes, journalist bad.
Carry us down.
Journalist bad, Kissinger good.
There's a road right here. The road goes down that way. And it's a pretty nice road, actually. If those can make it up, we could have probably made it up.
Mm.
You guys know Rennie Banco, huh? Rennie Banco?
Banco is out of
Yeah, he's at the Bilderberg.
Yeah.
His suspended sentence for fraud, embezzlement, real estate transactions, illegal.
I love when people talk to foreigners, they talk about like a fake accent.
Henry Kissinger, criminal. Who else?
My dad does that when he's in a Mexican food restaurant ordering food. He goes, taco.
Multi-million
person speaks perfect English.
Arms trading.
Here, back it up.
People you're protecting, just so you know.
Back it up 1 minute. I shouldn't have been talking over it. We'll come back and play more of it. Or back up a minute and we'll go out to break playing it. Go ahead and start rolling it again. Thanks.
Yeah, the station.
No. I just got an audio of him saying press is illegal. And I asked him his name and asked why he's protecting criminals. And I said, a journalist bad.
If we get arrested up here, do they carry us down?
There's a road right here. The road goes down that way. And it's a pretty nice road, actually. If those can make it up, we could have probably made it up. You guys know Rennie Banco, huh? Rennie Banco?
Banco is out of
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break, come back, and finish up with this.
Fraud.
When he brings up the fact there's criminals inside and the federal police. Yeah, we know. We can't do anything about it. That audio's coming up. This is real journalism. We have HD photos, all of it.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.